generativity. We may preserve the form of faith structure in some encoded way under severe persecution, like the Kakure Christians, but faith requires that we follow Christ beyond the sheepfold if he leads us toward a different wide pastures framework. Endo and the Gospel, Ambiguity and the Gospel. Endo's faith was neither prototypical nor well-defined, despite his intense interest in Catholic history and Catholic theology. What comes through in Silence and his other works is that he viewed faith as a way to affirm the ambiguity of God's working through the suffering of human existence. In an introduction to one of the English editions of Silence, William Johnston of Sophia University in Tokyo notes, "In all fairness to existing Japanese Christianity, I must add that Mr. Endo's book and his thesis have been extremely controversial in this country, and one can scarcely take his voice as that of Christian Japan. Shortly after the publication of Silence, I myself was in Nagasaki, where I found some indignation among the old Christians, who felt that Mr. Endo has been less than fair to the indomitable courage of their heroic ancestors. Criticism also came from Protestant Doshisha University, where Professor Yani Barra protested vigorously that these two priests had no faith from the beginning. This comment, and especially Professor Yaniabara's protests, reflect the typical response to Endo's faith. Criticism of the faith of the character Father Rodriguez is evident here, and there also is implicit criticism of Endo's faith. Yet, according to many witnesses, Endo's faith was real to him, a center point of his creative output, and he led other intellectuals to have faith in Christ. In reading Endo's writings about faith, especially the most illuminating, A Life of Jesus, I must admit that I do not completely align myself to Endo's theological conclusions. His dismissal of many of the miracle stories as metaphor, or at least shrouded in mystery, rather than as actual events, and his interpretation of the New Testament Gospel of John 10, a passage I have spent quite a bit of time wrestling with, seem inadequate to me, too restrictive in their theological interpretations. I see many philosophical and theological problems with his later fascination with John Hick's pluralistic hypothesis, which assumes a relativistic base of God's incarnation, which to me is inconsistent with God's absolute character. Nevertheless, Endo's faith was real, authentic, and vital, and the expression of it that lives on in his writing continues to be so. His books unveil a vital link between trauma, hiddenness, and beauty of faith in the ambiguity and relativism, two features of postmodernism and Japanese culture. Silence is valuable not because of theological precision. It is a masterpiece of literature that captures with immeasurable value the Japanese ambivalence toward faith and life. It also explores, without any sentimentality, the aesthetic counterpoint to Japanese modern culture. This ambivalence impregnates all aspects of Japanese faith, not just Christian faith or even religious faith. What I mean by aesthetic counterpoint is to be contrasted with the surface cosmetic beauty typically associated with the Western concept of beauty. The Japanese aesthetic is profoundly connected to the brutal, inevitable reality of death.